First, though, bid protests by vendors are up, but the number of cases the Government Accountability Office upholds is down by 4%, according to new numbers from the GAO. Dan Gordon is Associate Dean for Government Procurement Law Studies at George Washington University Law School and former Administrator of Federal Procurement Policy, here to help us understand the mixed messages. Dan, what are the data points here? There's a lot of numbers in Jason Miller's report on federalnewsradio.com. What are the data points we should be paying the most attention to? Thanks for coming on, Dan.
Francis, it is a pleasure to talk with you, as always. I do worry that your listeners may be confused because some of these numbers and the way people are interpreting them. Let me run through a couple of the key data points. One is that the number of filings of what GAO calls cases is up a little bit. It's up by 5%. But as GAO explains in its report, they're counting every amended protest, every supplemental protest. I always warn people, it's not worth putting a lot of faith in a difference of 3, 4, 5, even 10%, frankly. Those numbers going up and down means very little. Last year they went down, before that they went up. I would not read much into it. That's point one. Point two, very unusual, and it causes mischief with a lot of the numbers, although the number of cases, again, filings, but the number of cases went up by 5%, the number of cases closed actually went down. Very confusing. I'll leave it to GAO to explain why that is. But the fact that the number of cases closed went down distorts some of the other numbers. And what I've been hearing over the last day or two shows the confusion.
Dan, explain the distinction there between filings, cases, and overall protests, and why, more importantly, why that distinction is important, why that's necessary to understand.
You bet. The real question that everybody cares about is how many procurements are being protested. But that's not what GAO counts. And they explain that in a footnote to the chart. They count the number of filings lawyers send in or non-lawyers send in. So that if you look at a case where GAO sustained the protest, you'll typically see at the top of the front page, 2, 3, 4. I saw one this afternoon when I was looking that had 7 B numbers. So GAO counts that as 7 cases. It's only one procurement. These people get confused because they think that these numbers are the number of procurements being protested. When GAO says 2,561 cases filed, the research that we've done here at GW Law School, and it's been backed up by research at RAND and other places, shows that you're talking about maybe 1,600 procurements, dramatically lower by numbers.
Okay, so let me make sure I've got this right. We have procurement A. There are a protest to that procurement filed by Company B, Company C, and Company D.
Right. That's going to count as 3 cases already. But typically, especially if it's a big procurement, the lawyers are going to file supplemental protests. So instead of 3 cases, you may end up with 6 cases.
And so you're
just one procurement.
You're proposing that we look at the number of procurements that are protested as a more accurate measure of what this really means.
It is. But let me point out, I know your time is short for you and your listeners, but let me point out one other thing that causes mischief. People have said to me, well, the effectiveness rate at GAO, as they call it, was 43% last year and 43% this year. But the effectiveness rate is the number of sustains plus the number of voluntary corrective actions. Well, the number of sustains went down, people have told me, and that means that agencies are more frequently taking voluntary corrective action. It sounds true, except it's false. The problem is the number of cases closed went down. So that, in fact, I've done the math, and if anybody's interested, they're welcome to contact me here at GW Law School. The number of corrective action cases also went down. The number of sustains went down. The number of corrective action cases also went down, not up, as people have told me.
Dan Gordon of GW Law School, a former OFPP administrator. So I greatly appreciate your understanding of this. What does that mean for somebody who's watching this, especially for somebody at a company who's trying to make decisions about planning whatever they're trying to plan, or for somebody in an agency that is continues to worry, I have to build in time for my most difficult, my most complex procurements because I'm afraid they're going to be protested.
You bet.
Because this is all, you know, the hyperbole continues to build on itself.
You bet. Hyperbole is the right word, Francis. 99%+ of procurements last year, like every other year, went through without a protest. It is true that in very big procurements, you do get much more common protests. But frankly, if an agency is spending hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars, I don't think it's shocking for the Court of Federal Claims or GAO to spend a few weeks looking to be sure they were spent legally. But in fact, many, many protests, including ones that GAO sustained, are very small procurements. Don't anybody tell you that protests are all about the giant procurements. I looked at GAO's recent sustained protests from just the last few weeks. One of them was a procurement for $370,000, a third of $1 million. Then another one, my favorite, was for a purchase order of $19,000. That's one of those sustained protests. The fact is the protest system is a good safety valve. It lets companies that think they've been treated unfairly be heard. It lets GAO or the Court of Federal Claims look at big procurements that are worth the time. It is not something that's common, and they certainly don't frequently get in the way of procurements.
I know people that paid a lot more than 19 grand for the legal fees to file protests.
I'm telling you, although that one
and didn't get them
without a lawyer. They wanted GAO, even though they had no lawyer at all. $19,480.
I hope they didn't hire an attorney to file that protest, Dan. Dan Gordon of George Washington Law School. The data point that I think you and I have discussed before, but that I think would be useful in these stories, and I don't even know if it's available, would be to track the trend in the dollar value of the procurements that are protested and the dollar value of the procurements where those protests are sustained. Is that available anywhere? Does anybody collect that you know of?
I don't know that anyone collects it. GAO decisions often don't have the dollar value, especially not in the public version of protest. In their files, they could dig it up, but boy, that'd be a lot of work. And my friends at GAO, frankly, are overworked, and they don't have spare time to go do that. It would be a great project for someone to do. I've been telling my friends here at GW Law School that a good research project for us to do would be to look at high-dollar procurements, see what percentage get protested, how long the protests last, and what the final outcome is. We just haven't had a chance to do it yet.
Yeah, I was going to suggest, I know where there's a great law school that handles that kind of stuff.
I know that wonderful law school.
Probably has some kids that are looking for projects that would
got great students
be able
there.
To dig their teeth into that.
I like that idea.
What do we need to pay attention to moving forward on this, now that we understand your view on this better, Dan? What do we do with this information, and how do we look at it in the future?
We need to stop worrying about the protest system and start worrying about people overreacting to these numbers. I worry about our wonderful contracting officers who say, well, let's go low price technically acceptable because I'm afraid of a protest. Or they and their lawyers will spend months trying to put together what they think is a protest-proof solicitation when they would have been smarter moving forward earlier, quicker, and not worrying about a protest.
Dan, it's always great to have you on. I appreciate your analysis
very much. A pleasure, Francis. Thank you.